works in a billion-dollar business. Banging heads and busting chops for a living.
Who's the toughest SOB?
Children and adults imitate and idolize him. His co-workers like and admire the man.
Not a lot of BS in him. How do you not respect a stand-up guy like that?
He is a money-making, merchandising machine.
That one individual character has been the most successful character in the history of this genre.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Like it or not, his actions and words are part of the pop culture landscape and lexicon.
If you want me to finish this can of whoop-ass, give me a hell yeah!
Stone Cold Steve Austin is a major player in the controversial spectacle, revered by some people and reviled by others. He is the biggest name in the professional wrestling game.
I had to figure out where I am in my life. I'm right in the middle of a hell of a career. Get a little beat up in the process, but I've had a good time.
Know Stone Cold as a beer-swigging brute, nicknamed the Rattlesnake. They identify with his brash, take-no-prisoners performance in and out of the ring.
Now. You want your precious miners? You think it's all fun and games for Stone Cold? It ain't. You understand me? You ain't gonna ask me.
But the man behind the muscle isn't loud, profane, or violent. His name isn't even Steve Austin. Stone Cold was born Steve Anderson. He came into the world on a frigid day in Austin, Texas, on December 18th, 1964.
It was about 18 degrees when I left home to go to the hospital, and he was born the 18th. It's kind of a number there. Just adorable. Had that darn little pug nose and blonde hair, big blue eyes.
He was the second of three sons. His parents divorced when he was a toddler. His mother, Beverly, married Ken Williams, who adopted Scott, Steve, and Kevin. In 1989, Steve Williams enrolled in a wrestling academy in Dallas. He had been to a few matches at the Sportatorium and thought he could be just as good, if not better, than the wrestlers he'd seen. It was as simple as that. On December 11th, 1989, Steve entered the ring for his first big match. His opponent was Frogman LeBlanc. Steve won and was paid $40. Steve was doing something right. The United States Wrestling Association moved him to Tennessee, where his boss forced him to wrestle under a new name, one he hated.
It was 15 minutes before the match had started, and I was scared to death. You know, this was my first match in front of a bunch of guys I didn't know. And I said, all right, your name is Steve Austin. I said, well, hell, I don't want to be Steve Austin, because I used to watch The $6 Million Man. I didn't want to copy the guy. He goes, well, what's your name? I said, I don't know. He goes, okay, you got 15 minutes to come up with a name. So he comes back in 5 minutes. He goes, what'd you come up with? I said, nothing. He goes, okay, you're Steve Austin. That's how I got the Austin part of it.
And Stone Cold Steve Austin was born. He brought back the black clothes, grew a goatee, and shaved his head. He added a finishing move that became one of his trademarks, the Stone Cold Stunner. And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.